Today I'm heading off to Ketchkamit. I had a nice program last night, and I'm moving on to another program there, and another program in a different town in Szolnok the day after. It's not making my writing any easier, but I'm still trying to keep up with my daily quota, and I'm imagining to do so, although I have to stay up again very late last night, getting on to almost 2 o'clock. This morning, when I saw BBC, I saw that Satya Sai Baba had left his body at the age of 84. And he was a very well-known, quote-unquote, guru in India, and had a huge following based on what people considered to be his ability to perform miracles, which they thought then confirmed the fact that he was actually an avatar of the Lord. And he's claimed to be an incarnation of many things, sometimes Jesus Christ, sometimes the other Sai Baba, sometimes of Lord Ramachandra. And it's really amazing how the masses can be distracted by some type of show of mystic power and think that mystic power equates to divinity. Many yogis and many people who perform austerities, maybe not even in the realm of yoga, but tantrics in the West as well, can acquire some kind of supernatural power, which are not understandable to other people, but because people don't understand them, then they immediately jump to the conclusion that this may mean, oh, someone's a deity, someone's a god. But it's not such a easy thing to be God. And certainly Satya Sai Baba was no such god. To manifest ash, to manifest jewelry, or even through his pictures to manifest ash, appear in people's dreams, these things can be done, but they don't equate to someone being the Supreme Lord. Actually, even one of my god brothers once told me that he went to personally meet him, and when he was received, I think, on a stage, then Satya Sai Baba manifested the deity of Krishna and gave him a deity of Krishna. So that's nice, but I can get a deity of Krishna in Loy Bazaar anywhere from so many shopkeepers. It may be that he can manifest one, but that doesn't make somebody Krishna. Incarnations of the Lord are not known by their performing tricks, but by very specific characteristics. One is, obviously, that they're also predicted within Shastra, within Scripture. The Scripture describes the appearance of the Lord. As, for instance, in the case of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Avarnam Tasa Krishnam Sangho Pangarsta Parshadam. So the appearance of the Yuga Avatar in this age, what he looks like and what he does, is also stated. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking with Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami asked him, please tell me how I can recognize an incarnation of the Lord. And as Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport, that this was for the purpose just of giving people guidelines how they can avoid being misled in Kali Yuga. And then Lord Chaitanya says there are primary symptoms and secondary symptoms. The primary symptoms are physical characteristics, and the secondary symptoms are the activities that he performs. So what was Lord Chaitanya's primary characteristic? His beautiful hair, his beautiful bodily and facial features, his golden complexion, his wide eyes, Ajna Limbitabjo, his extremely long arms, his beautiful voice. So he had extraordinary, beautiful characteristics. And when people would see him, they would immediately remember Krishna, because he looked just like Krishna. If you look at a picture of Satya Sai Baba, you don't see any extraordinary, beautiful characteristics. Therefore, the primary symptom of an incarnation is discounted. And as far as special activities, yes, special activity means yagya, sankirtana, prayer, to introduce the Yuga Dharma, the religious process of this age, or to perform some extraordinary feats like Krishna did, like lifting Govardhan Hill. To materialize the deity of Krishna is one thing, but make a deity of Krishna is something else. We know that there are such mystic siddhis as Anima Lagima Prapti Siddhi. Prapti, you take something from somewhere else. But when you take a deity from somewhere else, a different thing than manufacturing a deity actually out of nothing. So it's our duty as Vaishnavas to distinguish between what is a sham of spiritual life and what is real spiritual life, and not allow any type of show of mystic power to distract us from the real nature of spirituality, which should be well grounded in logic and reason. The other example that comes to mind is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Vrindavan, and a fisherman in the dead of night was mistaken for Kaliya dancing on, Krishna dancing on the heads of Kaliya. So once again, another so-called miracle. The real Krishna, the real incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people did not recognize, but some kind of mystical thing immediately less intelligent people flocked to. And unfortunately, that's what Kali Yuga is about. It's about people with little discrimination, little education, not really willing to take the time to ensure that they really know what it is that they're looking for when they're looking for Krishna consciousness. I'm reminded of when one of our supporters here in Hungary, a donor, who was a good friend, and came with some others to India at that time. I remember being in Vrindavan with him, and he wanted to go and see Satya Sai Baba. I said, well, why do you want to do that? This person is so controversial. There's accusations of his being a pedophile, that he sexually abuses his own followers, aside from the fact that, in Srila Prabhupada's words, he's obviously a bogus and one of those types of gurus that Prabhupada put into the category of cheaters. Why waste your time? How can you possibly think he's an incarnation? And his answer was, well, so many other people think so. It must be. I need to go see for myself. Unfortunately, his connection with the society decreased over time. But people become tricked by these things. And as a result of this, Ishopanishad says, Andottama, that people who lead others into darkness, it's one thing when you live yourself in darkness, when you lead other people into darkness, then their destination is real further darkness. Because a real incarnation, a real guru, is someone who tells everyone, worship Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chant his names, serve him, and love him. That is someone who is followable, and any other so-called guru in India who comes out with other propositions, especially those which are not approved by any Vaishnava Sampradaya, are truly misleading their followers. And their destination is very dark, and their followers' destination is also dark. Hare Krishna.